I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's been 3 weeks since Hurricane Matthew battered southern Haiti. Mission Aviation Fellowship is flying aid to the area, and David Carwell says they need support.
We're stretched. Our team is stretched, and we'd love to have another airplane. Another Cessna Caravan would be the ideal plane for us to use. And any pilots or mechanics or accountants, finance people, that would be very helpful to have on our team as well.
Learn how to help at missionnews.org.
We'd ask you to pray for our team just that we can really support the work of the church. And I would ask you to pray for the spiritual needs of Haiti. We would like to see that this relief efforts would really demonstrate the love of Christ to the community, and they would see that it's the church that's responding and that people would turn to Christ.
And Bibles for the World is sharing the gospel through Christian education and by helping combat a deadly insect, the mosquito. Bibles for the World's Jeff McClendon explains.
We have about 10,000 children that are in the schools that Bibles for the World has founded and runs in the northeastern part of India. And those children are at great risk from mosquito-borne diseases. And so we've launched a little bit of a campaign here to try and provide for those children and their families mosquito nets, which is one of the best protections against these mosquito-borne diseases like Zika, malaria, and in particular, dengue fever and Japanese encephalitis.
And you can help by providing a $12 bed net for a family in need. Find the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministry. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunda Padidi. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.